So Elul is upon us. The month of Achana, the month of preparation for the Hilgi Yimei Hadin. HaMelech Basoda, a time of Ani Lado Dividodi Li, a time to connect Hashem, to reconnect Hashem in the deepest of ways. When Elul comes very early, like a year like this, sometimes it's a little more difficult. Many of us are still in camp and still in summer mode, enjoying ourselves, yet it's Elul. We hear the shofar blow every morning. Baruch Hashem, many have started yeshiva already and can definitely feel Elul. But those of us who haven't yet, and for all of us, even those that have started yeshiva, how can we really deeply connect to Elul this year in the deepest of ways? So we have to live with the parasha. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Parsha Shoftim in a very, very deep, special lesson. You know, Kadosh Baruch Hu created each and every one of us of a neshama, a soul. It's a chelik elokami malmamish, a part and parcel of Hashem, in a guf, in a body, a physical body, one of the greatest wonderments of the world. Pilei plos is rofei kolbasar umafli lasos. This mafli lasos, this wonderment, this incredible miracle that our neshama, our soul, our spiritual essence can be housed in our guf, in our body, and can coexist, and they are one. And the neshama stays here within our body. Our neshama that represents the spiritual and our body that represents the physical is one. The truth is, how is that possible? Kadosh Baruch Hu himself already taught us this. Kadosh Baruch Hu has a dirab tachtoinim. Kadosh Baruch Hu has his shechina here in this world. Obviously, ultimately it will be with that ultimate dirab tachtoinim with Beis HaMikdash, but even until that time, Kadosh Baruch Hu is with us. Kadosh Baruch Hu is here. There's something we call Teva, there's something called nature of the world, but all that Teva is really the Eibishter. And famously, as we know, HaTeva is Gematria, the Teva, the nature of the world is Gematria 86, exactly Gematria Elokim. Obviously, the hay without a kuf. As Elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaTeva, is the nature, he's here, he's in every aspect of this world, and that's what it means. Hashem, Hu HaElokim, Hashem is Elokim, it's all one. Hashem is the Teva, Hashem is here in this physical world. And Hashem's able to take himself into this world, so surely our neshama can coexist with our body. The Hilga Orech L'Chaim, of Avim Chaim's Lachaver. He explains so beautifully the Pasuk in the parasha of Tomim Tia Im Hashem Lokecha. So that's what it means, Tomim Tia Im Hashem Elokecha. You want to be Tomim, you want to be complete, you want to be pure. And what it means to be Tomim is not just my neshama lach, but my guf shalach. Not just my neshama is for you, but my guf is shalach, my body is for you. It means that I learn how to not just dive into Hashem and learn to get close to Hashem through my limud Torah, but that I'm getting close to Hashem in everything that I do, that I elevate everything that I do to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That every time I eat, it's a different type of eating. Every time I play ball, it's a different type of playing ball. I'm relaxing, I'm on a trip with the family. It's a different type of trip. The way we talk is Yidden. The way we act. We bring the Ribbono Shel Olam into every aspect of our life, and then we elevate our guf in everything that we do, and that's what it means to be tamim, to be complete and pure. Tamim tia, you should be tamim, that your guf and your shama should be one and should coexist and all be for Hashem. Im Hashem Elokecha, together with Hashem Elokecha. Just like Hashem hu Elokim, just like Hashem can coexist in this world, he's Hateva, Hashem Elokecha. So to tamim tia, im Hashem Elokecha. That's what the Hilga Orech L'Chaim teaches us. Just like the Rabbanu Shalom could be in this physical world, we could elevate all our physical acts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the void of Elul. Ani L'doy D'vidoy D'li. It's not just being in yeshiva 24/7. Elul is a time to be close to Hashem in everything that we do, wherever we are, to elevate our guf and our neshama to Hashem and let them coexist. Tamim tia im Hashem l'kecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought me a very special matana. If you take the gematria of Tamim, Tamim is 490, exactly gematria neshama v'guf. It's exactly the gematria of neshama and the guf together. Neshama and the guf together is when we're tamim, when we learn how to elevate every aspect of our life. And that's ani l'do d'vido d'li. That's how we'll be closest to Hashem. So wherever we are, even while we're still in the summer in Zel, let our neshama be with Hashem, let our guf be with Hashem. And b'zoicha, each and every one of us, to be tamim. And through that tamimus, b'zoicha, d'ksivich li'metayva, gug ben tshiyar, a year of simcha and bracha, for each and every one of you and for all of Klal Yisrael. Hey, Shabbos Kodesh, 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 good Shabbos, good Shabbos.